As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, 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 everyone, to today's live recording here on Rachel Varga Podcast. We are live streaming on Facebook and YouTube on the at Rachel Varga official channels. And in today's show, we are going to discuss algae and the impacts on the hair, skin, nails, and slowing aging. And if this is the first time you're hearing about this concept of supplementing for better skin, boy, are you in for a treat. In my professional opinion, nutraceuticals are even more important than what you put on the skin from a skincare perspective, simply because the skin that we see is actually dead skin. So the choices that you make today with making really good body, mind, spirit, energy choices, and maybe focusing on some detoxification and cleaning up the air in your home, not drinking tap water anymore, reducing your exposure to LED lights, as well as EMF mitigation. I am decked out in my EMF protection here while I work on my laptop. All these things make a huge difference for slowing your aging and helping you get the best skin of your life. So let me tell you about today's guest. We have Catherine. She is the CEO and founder and chief scientific officer of Energy Bits, an expert in algae for wellness, nutrition, beauty, biohacking, mitochondria, and longevity. She is a nationally recognized thought leader, seasoned corporate executive, experienced entrepreneur, and sought-after speaker. Catherine has an MBA, BA, and is a board-certified health coach. Catherine's journey into the fascinating world of algae began in 2008 when her younger sister was diagnosed with breast cancer and advised by her oncologist that an alkaline diet would improve her healing. Wow, I'm very excited to hear that because alkaline diet is the key to having better skin as well. It's wonderful. Catherine left her 25-year corporate career to help her sister identify which foods were alkaline, which led her to discovering algae, the most alkaline, chlorophyll-rich, high-protein, nutrient-dense food on the planet and in the world. When Catherine learned about algae's vast healing properties that were documented in tens of thousands of scientific studies, but none of these studies were on algae's benefits were known outside of Asia, she knew she needed to do something. And so Energy Bits was born. Catherine has spent the last 12 years researching algae, writing papers to science nerds in the house here, giving presentations, lecturing at conferences, and speaking on 250 plus podcasts to explain the benefits of algae. To do this, she has read thousands of scientific papers that validated and confirmed algae's extensive nutritional health, mitochondria, longevity, beauty, brain performance, and sustainability benefits. Remarkably, none of the science is known by consumers outside of Asia. And yes, the nutraceutical market in Asia is huge. It is Catherine's vision and passion to change this. While she is not a PhD, her scientific fluency allows her to explain algae in such simplicity and clarity. It quickly becomes obvious why algae is something we all urgently need. Catherine's passion for algae is contagious, inspiring, and thought-provoking. Her efforts have led to algae being better understood by consumers, retailers, educators, doctors, and wellness practitioners. Even the United Nations and NASA endorse algae as the most nutrient-dense food in the world and the answer to world hunger. Very interesting. Catherine's extensive knowledge and playful personality is both entertaining and educational, and her speaking style leaves audiences informed, uplifted, and hopeful. She looks forward to doing the same for you, and I'm beyond thrilled to welcome Catherine onto the show. How are you today?
Hey, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Rachel. That was quite an introduction. I'm blushing.
Yes, well, that is your bio, and that is a very extensive bio.
Never heard anybody actually read it.
I think that it's important for the audience to know who you are and how much you've been studying this, and that we truly are. Catherine and I really are two peas in a pod. I look at you, Catherine, and I think to myself, you're in your mid-60s. I know I'm going to be, you know, similar to you when I'm in my 60s. You know, this, you have so much wisdom and you've spent studying algae so long. So I want to pick your brain on algae. And let's start with this burning question that I have for you. How can algae support our skin and our mitochondria?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is to explain to people that algae actually is not a supplement. It's a food. The reason why that's important for you to know is because your body can recognize and absorb the nutrients in food better than it can from supplements that are usually made from extracts. I mean, there's some obvious high quality companies out there, but the vast majority are not. And it's hard for your body to recognize these extracts because they don't exist in nature that way. So I'm going to show you a couple of algae farms. This is a spirulina farm, and this is a chlorella farm. Spirulina grows in long pathways. Now, so two important things. First of all, algae is a food, not a supplement. Number two, the algae we're talking about, spirulina and chlorella, are not from the ocean. They are grown in fresh water. Fresh water, ladies and gentlemen. This is not from the ocean. And we call our algae tablets bits because they are bits of food. So all we do is we grow it in triple filtered. We're known for the highest quality because of many things, including the fact we grow it in triple filtered spring mountain water. Then we air dry it without high heat, which is very critical when we start talking about the mitochondria, because there's a very important enzyme in here called superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD. And when almost every other algae company uses high heat to dry their algae because they're low priced, high volume, so they have to get to market quickly. And that high heat kills the SOD. So you're shooting blanks. You're missing half of the value of your algae. So we don't do that. Our superoxide dismutase is alive and well, as are all the other enzymes. And then we just press them into these little tablets that we call bits because they're bits of nutrition. And this is what they look like. This is chlorella, which is a green algae. And this is spirulina, which is a blue-green algae. See the different colors? That's because spirulina has two pigments in it, a blue pigment called phycocyanin and the green pigment, which is only in chlorella, which is chlorophyll. So that being said, the thing that you need to know about these tablets is there's so much nutrition in them. Each tablet, each single tablet has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables. And when you're talking about edible beauty, you know, not everybody has time to go to the grocery store to buy those vegetables, to, you know, clean those vegetables, to cook those vegetables, to eat those vegetables. Some people have digestive distress, so they can't even eat the vegetables, or they argue with their children and their husbands, and they, you know, it's just not worth it. So I'm so happy to share with people that A, algae is food, B, it's grown in fresh water. Algae does exist in the ocean, but the two we're talking about today, spirulina and chlorella, are grown in fresh water, and they are so nutrient dense that they, each tablet can replace an entire plate of vegetables. Now, the other thing is you need to know is that they are a raw food because we don't use high heat. They are keto, vegan, paleo, carnivore, low carb, low cal. It's really the perfect food, safe for any age from newborns to your grandparents and your pets too. They love, dogs and cats love this stuff because it helps their fur to be healthy, their bodies to be healthy, their breath to be fresh. So that's the main backdrop of what algae does.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you mentioned acidity. I just sent you a private chapter as well. So with the superoxide dismutase, I have been recommending superoxide dismutase for my clients for healthier skin since 2011. Since I started working with skincare, doing rejuvenation option procedures, at-home dermal rolling, talking about nutraceuticals. And in fact, when I started to provide nutraceuticals to my clients to enhance their at-home skincare, to enhance their dermal rolling, to enhance their in-clinic lasers, and maybe even recover from surgery and other things like non-surgical body sculpting, other non-surgical rejuvenation procedures, and even after surgery, spirulina and these types of greens and algae is something that I do, in fact, like to encourage. And of course, what we talk about here is not medical advice, it's educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. So I love to feel your passion about this. Plants have a lot to offer us, and especially with some of these more high vibe looking supplements as well. And I'll be the first to tell you, eating that whole plate of salad every dinner time, it's a lot to chew all of that salad in one go. I mean, I'm still eating while my husband's like done his meal, and I'm only halfway through my salad. So it's, yes, I agree with you. Sometimes it is time consuming to wash the greens. We grow a lot of our own stuff too. But this just makes it really convenient because you can take your capsules, your tablets, your energy bits on their own, beauty bits, all these other cool names you have. You can put them in your smoothie. You can put them on salad. You could take them on the go, throw them in with your trail mix even. There's some really great ways that I've used your products. And I do like them. And I did the tip test. And when I did the tip test, this was a muscle testing technique I use when I use a new product. I went forward right away, so I knew that there was something cool with this. And of course, you are just a fabulously lovely woman. So what are some of the ways that you like to use the Energy Bits product during the day? And everybody tuning in, use promo code VARGA to save on your next order at energybits.com. How do you like to take them?
Well, they do different things. So so people use them for different purposes at different times of the day. Spirulina, and we actually have two brands of spirulina, the original one, which is Energy Bits. And then I found women didn't like the packaging. And because it has more collagen than collagen powder and the highest antioxidants in the world, so it does build your skin and hair. So we have a second brand called Beauty Bits. Someone said, oh, you've got a boy spirulina and a girl spirulina. So, you know, sort of, I guess that's right. But anyways, the spirulina is known for giving you energy. This is mental energy, physical energy, and cellular energy. And we'll talk about the mitochondria later on, but it does help facilitate the production of ATP. So in general, people are hungry in the morning and they want energy for the morning and the day and or before a workout. So for improving your hunger, for weight loss, because you could have 15 or 20, by the way, is 1 calorie per tablet. And we do also sell them in little pouches that come in boxes of these single servings. I'll show you one in a minute. And there's 30 in a little pouch like this. So you could have a whole pouch for lunch, or even half a pouch for 30 calories for a whole pouch for 30 tablets, and be full for hours. No cooking, cleaning, eating, just swallow. Most people do swallow them because the spirulina is very chewy. And also in the morning, we're having our beauty routine. So consider this part of your beauty routine. You cleanse, you moisturize. That's when you want, we generally start people with 10 tablets a day. 15 is better. You could have 30, 50, you could have 100. It doesn't matter. It's food. So generally something to have when you're hungry, tired in the morning before a workout as part of your beauty routine. Now, the other algae is chlorella, which we call recovery bits, because it helps you recover your health or recover from the day. And how does it do that? Well, spirulina has the highest protein in the world. All of the protein, and both of them, by the way, are in amino acid form, but spirulina has B vitamins, all the B vitamins. And also the protein has 18 of the 20 aminos, including the 9 your body can't make. So it's a complete protein. It even has up to 400% more aminos than collagen powder, which is not a complete protein and is also not sustainable. So this is if you want to up level from collagen powder, this is your answer. So anyway, so this is your morning high protein. This has the highest chlorophyll in the world. Chlorophyll builds your blood. And I'm going to show you a picture to show you why that happens. This is the chemical composition of chlorophyll and your blood. See how they're virtually identical? That's because they are. There's only one difference. Your blood has iron in the middle and chlorophyll has magnesium. Iron is what carries oxygen in your blood. So number one, chlorophyll builds your blood. So when you have healthy blood, there's much more nourishment getting to your skin, to your brain, to your organs, to every part of your body. So that's number one. Very, very healing for your skin. Number two, chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment, which means it heals the cell walls. All of your health issues, whether they're breakouts or wrinkles or indigestion or cancer, all start at the cellular level. And your cell walls, which are made of fats, also known as lipids, need to be moist and to allow nutrients in and toxins out. Now, most of us take omega-3 and D3 and vitamin A because those are all healthy fats. But chlorophyll is also a healthy fat, and most people do not know that. So I can't take fish oil because I burp it up all the time. And also, algae has the original source of omega-3. That's where the fish get the omega-3 from when you take fish oil. So you're much better off getting your omega-3 primarily from the spirulina. This one has less of it. But you do get the cell wall benefits because the chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. The third thing that makes chlorella, which we call recovery bits because it helps you recover from the day, healthy and a wellness algae. This is an energizing beauty algae. This is a recovery algae. It has a hard cell wall that attaches to toxins, lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum, alcohol, lactic acid, and it pulls them out. It chelates them. So a lot of cellular damage is done because of toxins. So if your cells are being damaged, they can't replicate in a healthy form. Your collagen gets damaged, your elastin gets damaged. So this prevents it. The other amazing thing about chlorella is it has the daily requirement of a vitamin called K2. Now, many of your community may not have heard of K2. It was discovered only about 25 years ago. It's related to K1. But what it does is it pulls out excess calcium from soft tissue and move it into your bones where it should be. So calcium in your soft tissue damages your blood vessels. It causes arterial sclerosis. Excess calcium attacks your elastin and your collagen, which keep your structure of your skin up. And when they're attacked, they collapse. And this leads to wrinkles. This removes that so that your elastin and your collagen are strengthened and supported and protected. So, and all of this, by the way, we generally recommend you take this before bed. Again, this was in the morning. So this is your beauty routine at night, because when you sleep, your body goes through a detox and repair cycle. So if you have chlorella, which we call recovery bits, in your body while you're sleeping, you'll have a much better repair. Your cells will be healed. It has the highest concentration of melatonin in the world, which actually helps you sleep. Highest concentration of tryptophan, which is a precursor to melatonin. So while you're getting your rest, your cleanup crew, while you're getting your beauty sleep, your cleanup crew is getting rid of toxins, repairing things in your skin, in your gut, And when you wake up, you're fresh as a daisy and ready to go, and you start with your beauty routine again. So AM, PM.
You are inspiring me so much on so many levels here. And like I said, Catherine, I just look at you. You have the energy of like a 30-year-old entrepreneur. I'm serious. So clearly what you're doing is working. And I'm also of the mindset that in our AM and PM routines, I mean, you should see what I have next to me. I have my superfoods and, you know, my juice powder format, my detox protein shake. I do like my collagen with my coffee. But yeah, the energy bits to continue to add those two different types of algae as those supportive mechanizers to go in and gobble up the free radicals. Now, you said something very interesting about the blood. And in my conversations with the leading experts in stem cells, peptides, exosomes, the future of slowing aging, it is to do with the blood. And this is being heavily studied as the concept of parabiosis. Dr. Sinclair has been looking at this with rat and mice studies.
He's here at Harvard. Yeah.
Yes, by basically hooking up an older animal to a younger animal and then at the expense of the younger animal makes the older animal young again. Obviously some huge ethical issues with that. But if we can support our body to have healthier blood, I think this is really important. And I think that this is really important because I do personally think that our blood is under attack right now, especially with things like non-ionizing radiation. There is actually some overlap between clotting and breathing issues because of the negative impacts on the blood from non-ionizing radiation. But I'm going to be studying, maybe partner up with you on an algae study.
Yeah.
I think this is so cool. Well,
I can elaborate if you want a little bit on the blood issue.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The audience is pretty warm here talking about EMFs and the blood.
So as I mentioned, I did get started on this because my sister in Canada, because I am Canadian, although I live in Boston, Massachusetts, her oncologist recommended she change her diet to an alkaline diet to help her with her healing when she was going through chemo. So this whole alkaline thing is what got me on this process. And I've researched algae now for 12 years. So here's the thing. There's a German scientist back in the 40s who won a Nobel Prize by the name of Otto Warburg. His Nobel Prize was for discovering that cancer cannot exist in an alkaline environment. It can only exist in an acidic environment. And to maintain your health, your cells need to be slightly alkaline, which is 7.1. And this ensures there's proper oxygen, proper nutrients, and proper communication. Now, your blood needs to be even slightly more alkaline. Most people know that, you know, to be healthy, your blood body temperature needs to be 97.6 or 98.6 or something. Well, there's another number that you need to be aware of. It's your blood pH, and it needs to be at 7.34. which is a little bit more alkaline than the cells. And that is the optimal alkalinity. And here's why. Mother Nature is so clever. Our hemoglobin has a negative charge around it. Hemoglobin is what carries oxygen in your blood. And the hemoglobin have the negative charge, so they repel one another. And just to help you understand how that works, if you've ever had a magnet together, you know how they repel one another. Well, when your blood is repelling one another because it has that negative charge, they won't clump. But when you are have lots of emotions that are acidic, you exercise too much, you eat sugar or processed foods, that strips off the negative charge around the, or COVID does this, disease does this, cancer does this, it strips off the negative charge around the hemoglobin, and now they don't repel one another, and they clump. The result is two things. Now they're so thick that they can't make their way into the tiny capillaries, so they are less capable of delivering oxygen throughout your body, to your skin, to your brain, to your organs. And they cause, they can lead to any kind of, it could lead to stroke, but they can no longer carry oxygen because they are distorted. So your body is so clever, Mother Nature is so clever. So when you are too acidic, what happens is your body, your blood withdraws minerals that are stored in your bones, your organs, your cells to neutralize the blood instantly
to bring it back to that homeostasis of 7.34. However, if this happens too regularly, this leads to A, osteoporosis, B, it wears down your immune system and the health of your cells, because it's like withdrawing money from your bank too frequently. Eventually, there's no money left in the bank. If you withdraw your important minerals from your cells, whether they're from your skin or your organs, eventually they become empty of minerals, which then leads to the acidity occurring in the cellular level, which attracts cancer, disease, and aging. So that's why the alkaline issue is very important. And algae is the most alkaline food in the world. And because I didn't mention, but spirulina is a bacteria. It does not have a cellulose wall. So it gets absorbed into your body instantly. So it can help restore that alkalinity virtually instantly and prevent that kind of robbing of Peter to pay Paul. It will leave all those minerals in your bones and in your organs and in your skin, because you need minerals, because they facilitate activation of enzymes and metabolic processes. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, that image that you showed previously, combining the two different types of cell types of the oxygen and the hemoglobin, with the inner part carrying the iron, and then chlorophyll with pretty much, the exact same organic chemistry structure, aside from a different functional group. There's a couple of differences, but they do have a similar shape.
Yeah, and I think that 90% the same. And that's why chlorophyll has been used for centuries for healing purposes. Even as recently as World War II, if they ran out of blood for transfusions, they would give the injured liquid chlorophyll, because they would heal just as fast. If it can do that for someone who's just had surgery, just imagine how much chlorophyll can do for you. The problem is our soils are so damaged that our plants don't have medicinal amounts of chlorophyll in them anymore. Algae, especially chlorella, which has the highest chlorophyll in the world, that's why it's called chlorella, because of the chlorophyll, it has 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula, and 25 times more chlorophyll than even liquid chlorophyll. And I know liquid chlorophyll is having a moment these days, but I tell people, why would you take chlorophyll when you can take chlorella? And in addition to getting 25 times more chlorophyll, you also get high protein, high collagen, K2, 40 vitamins and minerals, none of which is in the chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is generally in a liquid. These are little tablets that you can carry in your gym bag, your handbag, in little pouches. They require no effort whatsoever, and you can make sure that you are nourishing your body instantly, effortlessly. I call this the ultimate fast food, and I encourage you to think about it that way, because again, it looks like a supplement, but it's not. They're bits of food.
I love that. And speaking of the gym, we have Lucia, hello, from Tucson, Arizona, at the gym. So
nice. Hey, Lucia.
A longtime follower here on the show. So maybe you'll get those energy bits in your gym bag. I think that's so great. Let's just like have these things that are super easy. Take them yourself, give them to your kids. You know, I think this is wonderful. And the other thing I really like about your product, because I do have a girlfriend who is part of some of the research of our oceans here and looking at salmon, and lots of friends that are interested in the health of the whales around us. And the fact that you do on land, fresh water, filtered water growing of your products is very important. So I just wanted to highlight that, because you're not getting exposure of the plants to different things like sea lice or other diseases that are unfortunately found with commercial fishery practices. Yeah. So I think that's great. And yeah, I love this as a strategy to optimize our blood for better skin and slowing aging. Hello, brain fog. If you're dealing with brain fog and it's been called something else, you maybe need to reconsider your entire lifestyle to really do, because it's not normal to have brain fog. When I'm on a consultation with clients and they have difficulty speaking with their recall, there's some work to be done for sure. And it's usually related to giving your body the best shot possible at living and thriving, which I completely agree, is to keep the body in a more alkaline state. And when you are in a more alkaline state with every decision you're making in your life, daily practices, 80-20 rule, sure, you're not going to be perfect all the time. Your body is going to be less, spending less time and energy to get yourself back to that alkaline state, so that when you're in that alkaline state, it can really focus on rest, recovery, repair, regeneration, all your other biohacks, all the other skin stuff you're doing is going to work out better as well. So I have a question for you. How much of an emphasis do you place on healthy living for better skin? Because I'm taking notes from you, Catherine. I look at you. You're a radiant human. I want to know what you're doing, because I'm sure the audience tuning into the show is also interested in what you're doing as a mature woman who is, you know, an entrepreneur and living your best life. What's your secret?
Well, I'm very happy to tell people what I do, because it's actually very, very simple. And part of my joy is explaining to people being healthy and being, you know, having vibrant, radiant skin and hair does not have to be complex. And we look at so many diets, types and supplements and devices and interventions, and it's very confusing, and it can be also very expensive. So I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be any of that. I have very simple things. Number one, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I drink a couple of glasses of fresh filtered water with fresh squeezed lemon. I don't miss a day. And I've been doing that probably for 12 years. And that's very cleansing to your liver. So that's number one. And then then the next thing I do, I actually drink a tea called yerba mate, which is has higher antioxidants than green tea, which, although I drink green tea through the rest of the day. And then I have my algae tablets. So I usually have, you know, 10 or 20 of the spirulina. I do love the chlorella. I probably eat the 100 chlorella tablets, that's the recovery bits, all day long. Again, most people swallow the spirulina because it's very chewy. I just happen to like eating it. But most people do enjoy chewing the chlorella with sea salt or macadamia nuts or pistachios, but you're certainly welcome to swallow them. But they taste more like a soy nut or a sunflower seed. So, and then the only facial product I use is something I've been using probably all my life, Dr. Hauschka, which is a German skin line. That's it. I don't do facials. I don't do Botox. The other things I do. So those are the key things that I do for my skin is the lemon water, green tea, and algae. The other things are more what I don't do. I don't eat sugar. I can't digest it. Sugar is very damaging to your skin. It causes all kinds of inflammation. I am hypersensitive to it. So if I occasionally have a little bit, I suffer for hours. So I've been like this for ages. So I don't eat sugar. I don't eat processed foods, and I don't eat white stuff. So my diet is primarily algae, clean protein like eggs. I do eat grass-fed beef. I don't actually eat chicken, but I do eat grass-fed beef and seafood. And then the other thing I do is, or don't do, is I do not put sun on my skin. I tan the rest of my body for my D3, but I do not tan my face. And I have worn a hat for 50 years. I don't go anywhere without my hat, even if it's a quick run to the grocery store. Never without a hat, ever, 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 ever. So I think that's also has helped save my skin. And then the other thing is I am adamant about getting 8 hours of sleep. Sleep is when your body restores itself, cleans out toxins, repairs, and helps, you know, with peristalsis, which is a bowel movement, because you have to get rid of stuff that your body doesn't need. So, and for sleeping, I wear a mask. I keep my room cool. I sleep on a grounding mat. I stay away from blue light before I go to bed, and I sleep pretty well. So it's a combination of what I don't do, which is don't eat sugar, don't eat processed foods, don't do anything that's too complicated or expensive. I have a very simple routine, algae water and tea in the morning, and also at night, because I take these before I go to bed, because the high melatonin, high protein, which balances your blood sugar, and the melatonin helps you sleep, and just eat very clean protein.
Wonderful. Well, I do many of the same things. I definitely water load in the morning. I have my detox protein, my superfood greens. Y'all know what I do for that. But yes, adding the energy bits a little bit more into my routine is something I'm going to do. I also don't eat a lot of chicken. And we just had Lucia ask, I'm curious why she doesn't eat chicken. I believe it's because it contains amyloids, which can contribute to inflammation. Do you have a more succinct answer to this?
Yeah, I kept wondering. I would always get rashes, literally, on my nose and under my eye, just on the right side, which is where your lymphatic system is, every time I ate chicken. And I couldn't figure out what the problem was, and so I just stopped eating chicken. But I mentioned it to one of my colleagues, and her husband is also allergic to chicken. And it turns out he had so many blood tests, they couldn't figure out what was wrong until they found out why. And I think this is what my issue is. There's a chemical wash that they put on chicken, everybody, even the organic. And he, it turns out, is allergic to that chemical wash. And I think that's exactly my concern. So I cannot eat chicken because they all have this chemical wash that causes this kind of, and it's interesting because COVID virus enters your nose in your throat because it goes through your what's called the ACE2 receptor cells. And where I was having these breakouts was literally where the ACE2 receptor cells were. So it must have been related to some kind of virus that's or contaminant or bacteria that's part of that chicken wash. So I'm just, unfortunately, everyone in the world eats chicken, but I'm off chicken.
Yeah, I barely eat it too. I do eat eggs, but I also did my Viome test.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Oh, many times. And Naveen's been on the show a couple of times too. Oh, and chicken is not one of my foods. I do want to just point something out with the skincare product line you have been using. There is peanut oil in.
Oh, really?
I tried that line a long time ago. It was at my natural health food store. It didn't work for me. And I just did a quick ingredient check. There's things that I do not endorse.
Okay.
And I have worked with clients that have tried it. And then they're like, is there something better? So I definitely am super focused on getting people away from oils, especially like peanut oil as a second ingredient after water and one of their moisturizers.
Wow.
That is not make the cut for me. So hopefully that can help you to reduce your exposure to rancid oils is rampant in the skincare and also the big food industry too. Yeah. So there's usually some overlap because it's a cheap ingredient. So hopefully that will help too.
Thank you for mentioning that. I never thought of that.
Oh yeah. Ask me anything. Yeah. We should do a consult.
Yeah. I'm all about the food thing and never thought about checking for, because I don't eat peanuts
I figured as much.
The other thing I forgot to mention that I do not eat, because my do nots is sugar. The other one is any kind of vegetable oils. Canola oil is number one. And please, when you go to a restaurant and you order grilled vegetables, you think, oh, I'm doing a good thing for my body. I can promise you those vegetables were cooked in canola oil. Do not get grilled vegetables at restaurants. You have them at home, but don't get them. And anything that's packaged, canola oil.
You got to read those ingredients in every single package. My hubby and I do that all the time now. We've trained them well.
It's toxic. It's absolutely that glyphosate and sugar are your most toxic ingredients in the food industry, and they're in everything. And if you eliminate those three things alone, your skin will become much healthier. And then when you give it a boost with algae, it'll put you over the top and you'll be like Benjamin Button and you'll age backwards.
I love where you're coming from. I'm a huge fan of the superfoods. And in fact, taking them in a supplement type of form like Beauty Bits or some of the other glyphosate-free juice powders on the market, like that you can find all my favorite things at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. Huge fan of it, because if you go and order a juice, that's $10+. And who knows if the produce that the juice is being made from is full of glyphosate. So it's just all these little points, like with your skincare, with rancid oils, like
why the heck would you be putting peanut oil on your face and have it as a second ingredient after water in an anti-aging moisturizer? I'm sorry. But yeah. I thought that that was
interesting. Thank you for that tip. That's fantastic. Well, I'd love to get your recommendation on what.
Yeah, we'll get you on something much cleaner, much cleaner. Right. And Lucia says, yeah, no vegetable oils. She doesn't eat a lot of chicken either. But even pasture raised, I don't eat a lot of chicken at all. Go for eggs instead. My girlfriend Lena has her own chicken, so that's where I get my.
Well, that's safe. Yeah. if you have your own, then you're safe. But you know, how many people can do that?
Yeah. Well, I do live on a very small magical island. So Catherine, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. I adore your energy. I look forward to enjoying your supplements and your energy bits for many, many years. And because I've had past success with taking things like chlorella, spirulina, for helping with recovery and all sorts of things. So it's a good reminder to me to kind of get back on that too.
Yeah.
So use promo code VARGA to save on your next order at energybits.com. Catherine, I know you have to go, but do you have any closing words for us today?
Well, I just want to let people know that algae isn't new. It's just new to you. And just like you did probably 5-10 years ago didn't know about chia seed or matcha or quinoa or collagen powder or mushrooms, CBD. These are foods and things that have existed with indigenous countries for centuries, and algae is no different. The Egyptians used it 2,000 years ago. The Mexicans used it before the Spanish conquered them, and it's been used on a daily basis in Asia, where it is a multi-billion-dollar agricultural crop. The only problem, well, there's two problems with algae in America. Number one, until we came along, the quality was very poor because most of it came from China. You do not want algae from China. You definitely don't want it grown in the ocean or lakes because it absorbs toxins in the water. And we grow ours in triple filtered spring mountain water in Taiwan. So number one, we've improved the quality, and we do third party lab tests here in the United States at an FDA approved lab. And number two, no one's ever explained to you what algae is and what it does and why it does what it does. There are 100,000 studies documenting the benefits. We've only touched on one or two of them, but everything from stopping cancer, stopping Alzheimer's, improving skin, improving your gut health, reducing inflammation, all documented in science. So I'm here to help you understand what algae is, why it's at this point in our world, it is desperately needed, because you cannot get the nourishment you need from our food. It's just that simple. So this is the fastest, easiest, simplest, purest, documented, scientifically proven way. Just 5 or 10 tablets of spirulina, 10 would be better, but if you want to start with 5, that's okay, in the morning, and 10 of these at night. You know, we have NHL players that put 75 in their smoothie after a game and 75 before a game. I have about 100. So you can have as much as you want or as little as you want. Each tablet gives you the nourishment of an entire plate of vegetables. So we're trying to help people understand what it does and why it works, but it's not woo-woo. It's not new. You just didn't grow up with it. And so we're just here to help you understand it and come to visit us. Even if you don't buy anything, just come and read our blogs. We have lots of science, and we'll send Rachel lots of links to, so you can learn about mitochondria health, which we didn't get a chance to talk about, but it's all connected to your skin health and your brain health and your longevity. So we want you
to
feel
have you back on the show. We'll do a follow-up, Catherine. I love your energy. I love your insights, and we'll just certainly have you back on the show. Terrific. So thank you everyone for spending time with Catherine and I talking all about energy bits and the science behind them. This is really important information to just kind of hit this point home. Stay alkaline. If you want good skin, you want healthy hair, skin, nails, the best energy of your life, to be a radiant human like Catherine, like myself, you'll start to take notes from maybe some of the things we're doing and slowly start to integrate them into your life as well. Let me know if you have any questions from today's show. Email me directly, info@rachelvarga.ca. I hope you liked my EMF protection apparel.
I love it.
And my blue light blocking glasses. I'm wearing full on silver today. Find all my favorite things on my my favorites page, rachelvargadashi.ca. Shop all my favorite skincare products that are free of rancid.
I'm going to go there as soon as we hang up.
And I am here to be your guide to help you be your most high vibe, radiant version for not only now, but for many more years to come, so that you will have better interactions with yourself and other people, places, and things, which will inevitably help make this world a better place. So I will see you again right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.